Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is 6:13 Friday afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. We are following this afternoon the progression of SS United States.
It's not difficult to follow right now.
Really not. It is making its way slowly, and I use that word very loosely, slowly in the Atlantic, cruising down the Atlantic coastline. Right now, if you want a point of reference to see just how south it has gone, if you're familiar with North Carolina, you know where the Outer Banks are.
Sure.
East, directly east of the Outer Banks. That's where the ship is. And get this, as we came to you yesterday saying, well, the ship's moving about 9 miles per hour. Just about an hour and a half ago or so, we mentioned to you that the ship was doing 4.5 miles per hour.
Yes.
I check in with you now, 2.4 miles per hour. It's slowing down.
Gosh.
I'm not sure if that's good or not.
It's not when you consider, like, okay, this is something that was already supposed to happen, and it has been a strenuous process to try to get this move officialized and everything. I'm sitting here thinking, man, the sooner this son of a gun gets here and becomes a reef, the better.
Yep, and it's on its way, and you know what's going to happen. It's heading for the Mobile shipyards. They're going to do some work pulling some things off they don't need to have on the ship, and then they're going to take it over to off the coast of Destin, and they're going to sink it. World's largest artificial reef there. So that's pretty cool. So the ship's doing 2.4 miles, 9 miles per hour at this point, and it is due east of the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Again, that's Lear Capital. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Did have a texter letting us know. I'll read you their words.
Okay.
They said that they had an accident on Blue Angel just south of 98, and it was blocking some traffic. No police yet, but they said it was a multi-car incident, so we will be keeping a lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 47 degrees, low of 38 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs at around 60, lows in the 40s.
Okay, stocks, you were talking about some financials there a second ago. Stocks ending down over renewed concerns about tariffs. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages retreating for a second day and posting weekly declines as a mix of weak consumer sentiment data and a decline in United Health stock weighed on Wall Street. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, with tech the worst performer, while consumer staples gained. Shares of United Health Group, the worst performer in the Dow, diving 7% following a report that said that the Justice Department had launched an investigation into the company's Medicare billing practices. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & Gamble, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 749 points, the Nasdaq lower by 438, S&P 500 down 104. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
617 News Radio 92.3. I wanted to mention, I was talking about the SS United States making its way down in the Atlantic. Let me give you the link in case you'd like to follow it yourself. You can go right on the computer and bring it right up. It's share.garmin.com/share/SS United States. Don't forget, SS United States is all uppercase. It will not let you maneuver that site unless you do that. So take care of that. I'd like to thank, of course, Jerry Blank in about a half an hour ago. If you remember, Jerry's a native Pensacola. He had property and was been out in California since 1982. So he's lived in the Palisades, a world champion karate expert, had a karate school there, lost everything. But he returns back to Pensacola. He gives back to the kids, the karate school kids. He's holding a kind of a workshop here on Pensacola Beach this weekend. So we had a chance to talk to Jerry, welcome him back home. And we also had a chance to share a few moments with Major Brinkman from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, giving you the latest information on the parking situation for the Navarre Mardi Gras parade tomorrow.
Yes.
Here's something. You can go to our app and listen to the hours that we just did, can't you? When do they are able to access that?
They're up right now.
Okay, so that you can go to the We had him on at 4:12, wasn't it?
We had Brinkman on at 5:12.
So you can go to the segment, the 5:12, and you can hear exactly what out of the law enforcement's officer's mouth of where you should park and some of the things that you'll be dealing with tomorrow, and one being traffic.
There may be a bit of a delay on the podcast upload, but it is up now on my end.
Well, I'm just giving them an option here, and if they'd like to hear it firsthand, and which Major Brinkman was so kind enough to share with us, what exactly you should do and you should not do at the parade tomorrow.
All righty, good to know. And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump says he'll see Maine's governor in court after they got into an exchange of words at the White House. The president essentially asked Governor Janet Mills if she was going to comply with his executive order banning trans women from women's sports, and she replied she's complying with state and federal laws. He said that they are the federal law and she better comply or there will be no funding sent to the state.
Enough said. Okay, which deduction is best for your tax situation? Everybody's different here. Taylor Riggs has a comment.
How to determine if you should itemize or select a standard deduction? I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show, with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
When doing taxes, it's important to determine which is best for you. CPA Bill Dendy says,
after the Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017, most people are just taking the standard deduction because it got so large.
But sometimes it pays to itemize.
It doesn't make sense to itemize unless they have a particularly high year of health cost expenses not covered by their insurance, or if they make large charitable contributions.
The number for those taking a standard deduction does change annually. Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a federal judge adjourning New York City Mayor Eric Adams' federal corruption trial indefinitely. Details on that decision and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Block Party and Open House is Saturday from 10 till 2 at their five new homes on Massachusetts Avenue. Everyone is invited to see the homes and learn more about the organization. See PensacolaHabitat.org. Saturday night, it's Military Appreciation Night with the Ice Flyers. Active, retired, and vets get 50% off for your whole party in person at the box office. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now. It was during the, I guess, the Prince era when that came out.
It's got a very Prince sound.
It does. Yeah. It has that that Prince sound to it. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Friday afternoon, and we're loving it. Austin and I are here sitting here debating about that parade tomorrow in Navarre. We're so excited about this. Just here's what I want you to do. Look for the folks in the red shirts.
Yep.
That's us. And David, of course, David Wayne from The Morning Show.
He was on the list, so I don't know if he's going to be there or not. We'll be pleasantly surprised.
We do have his cell phone number, so we'll start calling him at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And wake him up.
Yeah, just pelt the newsroom.
Yes.
David, where were you?
All right, so we're going to be there in our red shirts, so look for us. If you wave and say, hey, we'll throw you some extra beads. Republicans still working on moving forward with President Trump's agenda through a reconciliation package. Chad Pergram has more in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It is said that talk is cheap, and that's why House Republicans have done so much of it as they attempted to forge an internal agreement on a budget plan to cut taxes and reduce spending. It's now the middle of February. House Republicans struggled to finalize plans for what President Trump terms a big, beautiful bill, especially when you consider all the talking Republicans did among themselves since the start of the year. House Republicans cloistered themselves for not one but 2-day-long sessions at Fort McNair in Washington, D.C. That's where House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington and Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith presented their ideas to slash spending and engineer what's called a budget reconciliation package. Back on Capitol Hill, House Republicans convened multiple large and small meetings to lay out details on their bill. That included a 3-day session at President Trump's golf club at Doral, Florida. Even a 5-hour meeting at the White House didn't settle everything. However, House Republicans on the Budget Committee finally agreed to a package. The GOP muscled that through committee. The bigger question is whether or not they can pass it on the floor. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. I don't see much causing severe backups right now. Maybe just a little bit of congestion here and there on Highway 90. As for the weather, 47 degrees, low of 38 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs at around 60, lows into 40s. But on Sunday night, expect some rainfall.
Okay, but Monday, 0% chance of rain. The week is rolling out beautifully. And why am I getting so excited about the upcoming week? It's foiling week, by golly. Yeah, sailors from around the globe in Pensacola for the International Water Sports Event. Starts Monday, goes through March 2nd. During the weekend of March 1st, Community Maritime Park, transforming that place into the race village for the public to watch the races up close. Best place to watch it right there at the race village. So make sure you take advantage of that. 6:23, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola is pretty pretty jazzed and blessed to have all these events going on all the time.
Yes.
Gosh, we got a full weekend of activities with Navarre and the parade, and then we're getting ready for next weekend. We're in the big parades next weekend.
Yeah, downtown Pensacola.
Oh, that'll be fun. This is my time of year. It reeks my New Orleans DNA, so just ready to get out there and throw them beads.
Golly.
Throw the beans.
Mentioned this before the break. A federal judge adjourning New York City Mayor Eric Adams' federal corruption trial indefinitely. This as the judge is considering a request by the Justice Department to drop the charges against Adams. Yesterday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced she is putting limits on his power rather than just removing him from office.
How can you not like this stuff? I mean, just how can you not? It's a shame.
Are we still talking about Mayor Eric Adams?
We're going back to the Pensacola Mardi Gras stuff, all the activities going on around here. And what's so unique about this, as they always say, it is the world's best free show.
Mm.
And it is.
Yeah.
That's absolutely just amazing where we live and the different things that we have to deal with. I'm just loving it.
All righty. President Trump backing Republican Representative Byron Donald's likely bid for governor in Florida come 2026. On Truth Social, Trump called him a total winner, adding that he would have a big voice and work closely with him. Donald's has yet to announce his run, but NBC News says he's been telling donors he will run for the seat being vacated by the term-limited Ron DeSantis.
I like that guy. He's a real smart guy. Hey, listen, when I leave here, I'm heading to Wendy's. Absolutely. Okay. Girl Scouts teaming up with Wendy's, offering that new limited edition thin mints frosty.
I had Wendy's on my way here.
Was it good?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't have the frosty.
Coming up.
I didn't have the frosty though.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I completely forgot about it. You have been talking about it literally every
you
day.
You went to Wendy's and you didn't get a frosty.
Yeah, I was just like, well, because I was thinking of something more substantial, so I'm just like, yeah, can I get the ghost pepper ranch chicken sandwich?
Ah!
That's good too though. I can advocate for that. I'm not a sponsor, but I wish.
I was passing on some of my past history and doing parades in New Orleans for years.
Mm.
30 years worth of parades over there.
Right.
I just want to make you aware, and this is another great event, and it's just not a New Orleans event. It's a coastal event all the way to Pensacola. Jazz and Heritage Festival coming to New Orleans. Kicks off this spring, April 24th through May the 4th, spanning two weekends, duh, as always. No shortage of superstar talent. Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Casey Musgraves, Luke Combs, Irma Thomas, Cheap Trick, Patti LaBelle, Joan Jett, and guess what? There's 100 more where those came from.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Cash Patel is now on the job as head of the FBI after being sworn in. Fox's David Spunt reports from the Justice Department.
Director Patel wants to send more employees out of Washington into field offices across the country. He also vows more transparency. In a social media statement, Patel says, "We will rebuild an FBI the American people can be proud of."
Patel was confirmed Thursday on a party line vote. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman is recommending Lyle and Eric Menendez's petition for a new trial be denied. Hochman says he's still considering if he'll recommend the brothers be resentenced.
We estimate within the next two and a half weeks, we'll be filing something at that point, and then we'll make our position very clear.
The brothers were convicted in the 1989 murders of their parents. Former DA George Gascon recommended the Menendez brothers be resentenced, a move criticized by Hochman. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Italy's Competition Authority announcing today that it's investigating BYD, Stellantis, Tesla, and Volkswagen for allegedly misleading consumers on the performance of their electric vehicles. The investigation for possible unfair commercial practices are regarding information on EV driving range and battery capacity. Stocks pulled back today in a major way to end a rocky week of trading on Wall Street. The Dow had its worst week since October, losing 748 points. The S&P 500 lost 104, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq tumbled 438 points, good enough for a loss of 2.2%. Sales of previously owned homes fell 4.9% in January, according to the National Association of Realtors. The median price of a home sold was just under $397,000, the highest price ever for January. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsor by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. It was pain from 2010 all over again as the United States fell to Canada last evening in overtime. And of course it had to basically be Sidney Crosby passing the torch to Connor McDavid as Connor flexed his muscles on the big stage to net the game winner. And you knew the Canadians were going to inevitably win the Four Nation Championship after Austin Matthews couldn't convert in those three chances in overtime, as that's just simply how hockey works. I'm Zach Gelb.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other, so I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals, and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio, so we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
What other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, it sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, save 50% on the new Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Cincione, is that her real last name? I think Madonna's real last name. I think it was Cincione.
It may be.
Something like that.
I'll take your word for it.
Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you, and having a pretty darn nice Friday afternoon. Thanks a lot for letting us come along with you. Our Ice Flyers, they're going to drop that puck in less than half an hour.
You kidding me?
I'm sure the Bay Center's busting with activity right now. I love it when watching people come in all dressed up. And what's so unique about Pensacola, everybody seems to have a different Ice Flyers jersey on when they come to the arena. You know, because they do so many jersey nights.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely killer what Greg Harris has done in terms of branding that team through all these jerseys. But tonight, Flyers in action, Evansville in town. They're going to drop the puck 7:05. They'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:05. And then Sunday afternoon at 4:05, Ice Flyers back home in action at the Bay Center.
All righty. And also, one of the most decorated offensive linemen of the last decade hanging up his cleats. We've heard about this throughout the afternoon, or we've reported on it, that is. ESPN mentioning that Dallas Cowboys right guard Zach Martin is retiring.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, the 9-time Pro Bowler had only 7 accepted holding penalties in his career. That's even harder to believe. And I was telling you back in the first hour, Chris, it's a shame that he had such a star-studded career in spite of his injuries, but also in spite of like never winning anything with the Cowboys. And the shame part comes in when it comes to the franchise itself. We always joke in the sports community about how the Cowboys are a washed up franchise, but they wasted some of that man's talent. I truly believe that.
Okay. Big night last night. Big disappointing night last night. Canada wins the inaugural Four Nations face-off, and LeBron scores 40 points against the Trailblazers. Here's Fox's Jared Max.
Fox Sports Update.
Veteran Pesh McDavid scores! Connor McDavid wins it for Canada!
On ESPN, at 8:18 of sudden death overtime, Canada won the NHL's inaugural Four Nations faceoff.
Just a remarkable tournament, finished by the game's most talented player. Connor McDavid beats Connor Hellebuyck, and Canada wins 3-2.
On ESPN, Canada led 1-0 last night before Team USA scored 2 straight goals by Brady Tkachuk and Jake Sanderson. Canada evened the score at 2 late in the second period on a goal by Sam Bennett. Connor McDavid scored his 3rd of the tournament to win it all for Team Canada.
Well, I know it's just a quick tournament, you know, and it's not an Olympic gold medal or anything like that, but it means the world to our group. As you can see, everybody battled so hard all week, so it was special.
Why does it mean so much?
Because it's best on best, you know, it's 4 great countries going at it, obviously here in Boston, going against an amazing American team, and just finding a way. It wasn't necessarily the prettiest.
Connor McDavid, who was on the losing end of the Stanley Cup last year for the Edmonton Oilers, celebrated his native Canada's victory in the Four Nations face-off 3-2 in overtime against Team USA. The MVP of the tournament, Team Canada's Nathan MacKinnon, who opened the scoring last night with his 4th goal of the tournament. NHL regular season resumes tomorrow. One night after LeBron James and the Lakers lost at home to the Hornets, they went into Portland and beat the Trailblazers 110-102. 40-year-old LeBron James scored 40 points for the 2nd time since he hit the big 4-0 December 30th. He's the only player in NBA history with multiple 40-point games at age 40. 9-time NFL Pro Bowl offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys, 34-year-old Zach Martin, retiring after 11 seasons with Dallas. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty. Something I want to add to that whole U.S.-Canada thing.
I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, and honestly, this what I'm about to cover is probably a reason why you say that. The singer of the Canadian national anthem at the hockey game between the two nations says she intentionally changed the lyrics. So get this. At one point, Canadian singer-songwriter Chantal Krovizic, I'm sure I'm
No, you did it great. That was perfect.
She sang, so this is the line she sang.
Okay.
True patriot, love that only us command. Now, that is different from the in all of us command. You may think, what's the significance of that? Her publicist told CBC the change was intentional in response to the annexation rhetoric coming from the U.S. And after Canada's win, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau posted on X, you can't take our country and you can't take our game. I appreciate the players that we heard in that Jared Mack segment. I appreciate them talking about, you know, applauding each team and everything. Or like it was one of the Canadian winners saying, hey, listen, you know, this was a great U.S. team, showing that sportsmanship because clearly it's much needed.
I'm not going to say it. Okay. I could go down the wrong hole on that one.
It's dramatic enough.
Yeah, yeah. You listen, like I said, let me go back to my initial statement. I'm glad it's over. Fans of a country music icon calling for country music to be at next year's Super Bowl. What do you think?
I'm not surprised.
All right. Michelle Polino has more for us.
It's been two decades since a country music singer graced the Super Bowl stage as a halftime performer. But Carrie Underwood fans want to change that. They've created a petition to get the country superstar center field February 8th of next year. And ever since Jay-Z's Roc Nation entered into a partnership with the NFL in August of 2019, there have only been Latin R&B and rap artists during halftime. Right now the Underwood's fan club, the Care Bears, are flooding social media with hashtag CU Super Bowl. The genre has been having its moment, with many artists from other formats taking a swing at it. Even Jay-Z's wife Beyonce put out an award-winning country album, Country Carter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, are the Care Bears like Swifties' little crew too?
I was about to say, that was my biggest takeaway from that segment. They're called the Care Bears. I didn't know that.
I never heard
Hopefully they're not as, hopefully they don't have the reputation that Swifties do.
I don't think they carry the political baggage either.
The politically charged motives, yeah. Hopefully not.
Yeah, like going out and encouraging specific demographics to go out and vote and push that and all
yeah.
that. Leave it to music. Get out of the politics.
Yeah, there's nothing unifying that comes from that.
No, it's kind of irritating.
Right. And the Mavericks will be without their new big man for at least a little longer. Dallas's recent acquisition, Anthony Davis, is set to miss at least two more weeks due to his left adductor strain. Of course, he got hurt in his first game as a Maverick, touched on that a little while back. The team released a statement saying that Davis is making good progress, though, and will be reevaluated after those 2 weeks have passed.
Okay, Sheriff's Office over in Santa Rosa County alerting residents about an active scam involving letters falsely claiming recipients have outstanding warrants or unpaid loans. Scammers trick victims into sending money or providing sensitive information. Now listen, if you receive a suspicious letter, just report it immediately to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Of course, they got a really easy number to remember. I used it today. It was 983-1100. 983-1100, of course, area code 850. And we want to thank once again Major Brinkman from Santa Rosa, going over the Navarre Mardi Gras parade situation en routes with us earlier today. If you missed it, you can go to our app and just plug in the 5 o'clock hour, and you will hear exactly what you should and you should not do tomorrow.
All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. We do have an accident on Highway 90 traveling eastbound near the Walmart Supercenter, and it's causing some backups in that area, albeit minor ones. And we also have a couple of accidents reported on West Spencerfield Road. This is if you are traveling towards Giddens Lane. That's where it meets South Spencerfield. We do have a couple of notifications in that area telling us, once again, there is some heavy congestion just in that immediate vicinity. As for the weather, 47 degrees. Low of 38 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs at around 60, lows into 40s.
You've heard this. Probably drove you crazy, the Ozempic jingle on TV.
Ozempic.
That is exactly the one I'm talking about.
and you love it.
Yeah.
Never gets old.
No, not at all. A persistent shortage of weight loss drugs is now over, but that also means cheaper versions made in the interim will have to stop being produced as well. Yeah, we're talking about Ozempic. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Tiger Woods joined President Trump at a Black History Month reception, along with PGA Tour player Adam Scott and PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan.
And we had some interesting discussions, but let me ask you, is there anybody like our Tiger?
President Trump is helping negotiate a settlement between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, a league backed by Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund that has attracted top players away from the PGA. Any deal would likely need approval from the Trump administration. The Justice Department launched an antitrust investigation when a proposed merger was first announced in 2023. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The FDA says there's now no longer a shortage of Wegovy and Ozempic. Danish pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk says they're producing the drugs around the clock in order to meet demand. Now that there's no longer a shortage, though, that means compounding pharmacies can no longer produce semaglutide imitation drugs. The FDA had warned a couple of months ago that while a compounded drug might be appropriate for some patients, compounded drugs generally are not FDA approved. And they reported some adverse events, including hospitalizations, from compounded imitations, mainly due to dosing errors. Without insurance or coupons, Ozempic can cost as much as $1,000 a month. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We'll frame that under the heading there, better late than never.
Yeah, got a bit of a double header there.
Yeah, you know, I'm real interested in the story about the PGA and LIV merging. Mm. That will be a major deal. I mean, really,
if it happens, yeah.
Yeah, and if it happens, you're gonna hear about it on News Radio 92.3.
And hopefully on ESPN Pensacola as well. That's our sister station, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. All right, 647 around this
maybe
time every hour.
Maybe on Cat Country. You never can tell.
Yeah, you
guys
know.
Cover all this thing.
Yeah, maybe Captain Chris is a big golf guy.
There you go.
647 here around this time every hour. Like to remind you of your stock numbers. Last reminder of the week, stocks falling sharply yet again at the closing bell. The Dow fell 748 points to 43,428. The S&P 500 lost 104 points to 6013. And the NASDAQ dropped 438 points to 19,524.
I see all these the lower third graphics, a lot of the news programming going, the Democrats are worried now that they've confirmed Cash Patel. The Democrats are worried. Well, I'm just kind of curious what we're going to be finding here. Newly confirmed FBI Director Cash Patel will soon assume control over the nation's largest law enforcement agency. David Spunt all over this from the Justice Department.
Well, he wants to get people back out in the streets into field offices across the country. He will be sworn in by Attorney General Pam Bondi coming up in just a few hours on the White House grounds. The FBI, no question, has been mirrored with controversy since its founding in 1908 over different points in time. But really, the past 10 years, we've seen a lot of that controversy. He also wants to make things more transparent for the American people and end what he calls, quote, the weaponization of justice. This is something that Attorney General Bondi has talked about. He said in a statement yesterday posted on X that my mission is director is clear. Let good cops be cops and rebuild the trust in the FBI. Working alongside the dedicated men and women of the Bureau and our partners, we will rebuild an FBI the American people can be proud of.
Chris, you always talk about, you know, Powerball and stuff like that.
Letting people know
when they can try to win some of that. Well, if you're thinking, oh man, I'll never win that stuff. Guess what? That's probably what Abbas Shafi of Oregon thought, but he is the winner of the $328 million Powerball prize from January 17th. He claimed his money. He took the lump sum worth of $146 million. He said he's overjoyed about the win and plans to spend the money on travel, investments, and nonprofit organizations that are close to his heart.
Yeah, good for that guy. I'm real happy for you.
Yeah. Woo. Totally don't wish it was me.
Hey, I got a good story here. Last week, the Lakeland Police Department held the 2025 USPCA Region 1 Field Trials. This is a three-day competition for canines, which included patrolling and narcotics detection. They're going through all these great things over there. Three. Go ahead, count them. Three of Escambia County Sheriff's canines. Walker, Streeter, Roland, placing in multiple categories, the handlers and canines receiving top-notch recognition. Good for our dogs.
Absolutely.
Yay. like them dogs.
And the largest U.S.-based cryptocurrency exchange says the SEC is dropping its lawsuit against it. This could be a signal that the Trump administration plans to take a softer approach to the crypto industry as a whole. The exchange, Coinbase, said in a release titled Righting a Major Wrong that the Securities and Exchange Commission agreed to dismiss a Biden administration-era lawsuit.
Now we're getting ready in just a few days from right now, 2025 Sunbelt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Returning over at the Bay Center, all 14 Sunbelt schools will compete March 4th through 10th in a single elimination tournament. The winner clinches an automatic bid to the 25 NC2A Division I men's and women's basketball tourneys.
And Hooters reportedly preparing to file for bankruptcy. That's according to Bloomberg, which said Hooters is working with creditors on a restructuring plan. The outlet also reports the restaurant chain is working with a law firm to ready the filing, and the court process could start in the next 2 months. Hooters has been dealing with a decline in customers and closed about 40 locations just last year.
This probably won't surprise you. Doge is taking aim at government spending in Washington. Here's Peter Ducey.
We are seeing President Trump talk about this crop of DOGE engineers that he's got combing through various databases at the agencies. He's talking about them differently than he talks about anybody else that works for him.
They can take apart the most complex computer instruments and literally put them back blindfolded. So when they go into some guy that's ripping off the country by doing some of the things you've just heard or what you're going to hear, they can't be
BS'd is what he was saying. And there's broad bipartisan support for cutting wasteful programs and duplicate payments. But these direct-to-taxpayer refunds, the so-called DOGE dividend checks, are a tough sell even for the president's most reliable Republican allies in Congress.
All righty, 6:52 here. Consumer sentiment down sharply on inflation worries. The University of Michigan's final reading for February fell nearly 10% from last month. The survey noted the drop across all age and income groups. The decline was led by 19% plunges in buying conditions for durables, largely due to fears of tariff-related price hikes. A lot of big words there.
All right, here we go. This is interesting. Thursday night, President Trump endorsed Congressman Byron Donalds as the 47th governor of Florida. Yeah, this is pretty interesting. Even before the Republican has even jumped into the race, here's Jared Halpern with more from White House.
Should Florida Congressman Byron Donalds decide to run for governor of Florida, President Trump says he'll have his complete and total endorsement, writing in a social media post, "Run, Byron, run." Donalds is a conservative Republican in his third term representing a Southwest Florida district. He has been open about considering running for governor next year. Republican Ron DeSantis is term limited. Sources tell Fox News Donalds has been meeting with donors and other Florida political players. The early endorsement from President Trump would likely dissuade other Republicans from jumping into the race. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 6:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got the Trump administration, reversing planned cuts to the 9/11 health care program. That was a pretty controversial decision from earlier this week. Sounds like perhaps the Trump administration trying to make it right. Details on that and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. I know it's the weekend. I know it's Friday afternoon when I hear Robert Lamb and Chicago.
Indeed.
Great band. That was just an absolutely great, 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 great band. Used to be called, when they first started in 1967.
Okay, can I guess it? Yeah, because you've told me before, but yeah, I've also heard it before. Yeah, Chicago Transit Authority,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, CTA.
Yeah.
That's the way they used to be framed. It was the Chicago Transit Authority. Then they just cut it to Chicago.
It's a great business move.
It's a great band, as a matter of fact. President Trump announcing the National Garden of American Heroes will be getting statues of American sports legends. Now, this is interesting. Let's hear about it. Here's Jared Max.
At a Black History Month ceremony at the White House Thursday, President Trump shared a preview of what's coming at the National Garden of American Heroes.
We're going to produce some of the most beautiful works of art in the form of a statue for men like Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Jackie Robinson, what a great athlete that was, Martin Luther King Jr., Muhammad Ali, he was not a bad athlete. What do you think, Muhammad? Not too bad. And the late Kobe Bryant. People love Kobe Bryant.
President Trump noted other civil rights leaders will also be represented at the National Garden of American Heroes on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Jared Max, Fox News.
I like that.
No, I think that's awesome.
That would be very cool to see.
It's funny because that clip served as another reminder. Trump talks about literally everyone the same. Wow. Wow. They were so great. How great were they? They were awesome.
You know what, though? He's not sitting in a basement, and he's talking about it.
Yeah, and he's not wrong either. They were great.
Gotta give him credit. He's out there in the face.
And it's cool to see that.
Whether you like it or not, he's out there in the face.
Well, speaking of Trump administration moves, the administration reversing planned cuts to the 9/11 health care program. Staten Island Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis said she and other New York lawmakers got word from the White House that there will be no cuts to staffing at the World Trade Center health care program and research grants related to 9/11 illnesses.
Okay, I was watching Fox midday today. And I forget that midday show. It's a talk show. Five people are on there. Kind of like The View, but a conservative view. But they had Pam Bondi talking to her. And about what she would do if a lot of communities kind of disputed the Trump's vision on where they're going legally. She says, okay, just try me. Just try me. What I'm talking
Simple
about,
as that.
Yep, communities in Illinois pushing back on sanctuary policies. Here's Mike Tobin with more.
While the Illinois governor wants to oppose immigration reform efforts and embrace the people who come into the U.S. illegally, counties downstate are standing up and saying, we have enough problems, we don't want to be a sanctuary. Two Hondurans in the U.S. illegally lead police on a high-speed chase through cornfields an hour and a half outside Chicago. 18-year-old Royben Barahuna, 23-year-old Christian Arazo Velasquez arrested. 7 pounds of fentanyl found in the car. The Illinois Safety Act eliminates cash bond. Barahuna was released without bail and quickly fled to California. Velasquez is still held in the Grundy County Jail. The county chairman believes they were in Illinois because it's a sanctuary state. The irony is it all happened in Grundy County, the first county in Illinois to push back against the Democrat governor.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.